last week we were talking about maximizing some of your base RAM so you can run all those ugly, awful games which are so memory hungry. And today I want to finish up on that if I can. What I want to talk about is actually some of the things that you can load up in DOS, like the DOS highs and UMBs and EMM386 and OEMS and all those sort of awful things. A lot of people, I think, fall into the trap that they put all these great things in and then they say, but my memory doesn't even really seem to increase at all and my games still don't run. Well, guess what? Sequence is important. So, no, you can't just willy-nilly throw in all those little software components and hope that it all goes well. What are we talking about here? Well, there's plenty of traps. Firstly, you must load highmem.sys in your config.sys before you can load your EMM386 up a memory block manager, and also before you do anything like DOS equals high. And really, as a rule, my advice to all you good people out there is it is really best to make highmem.sys the very first line in your config.sys. Now, I think that's a good, easy rule for people to remember. And Windows likes it like that, and all your drivers and memory managers and everything else likes it like that, because it basically gives, DOS and Windows control over all the memory that you've got in your system, and it allows it to manage it properly. So don't load up any drivers if you can possibly avoid it before doing highmem.sys. The next thing is that the DOS equals UMB statement, people are a bit puzzled about that, I think. Well, it's got to be executed before any of the load high statements, where you want to load things into your upper memory block. And if you don't do that, the load high statements won't have any effect at all. So again, you must do this in the right sequence. Basically, it moves DOS into the upper memory block and then allows DOS to manage the software components in the upper memory block that you've loaded in there. The next thing is the DOS equals high statement. That's also got to be in just the right spot. And that's got to actually be loaded before the DOS equals UMB, even not after it. And that way you free up even more base memory. Even though DOS equals UMB is loaded, if you put DOS equals high before that, you will find that it gives you even more base memory. One of the last things is that you also have to be careful in the way you load up your drivers, like your terminate and stay resident programs and your device drivers. Don't just throw them in any old way, because the upper memory block areas, which are available to you to free up your base memory, are actually defined in discrete blocks. So you have to really load the bigger drivers first. That way you get maximum benefit out of your limited blocks. Otherwise, if you load up your little drivers, they'll take up probably whole blocks. And basically, all your big drivers will be left sitting there in base RAM. And really, finally, and this is very important, people have asked about what does the no EMS option do in the EMM386 when you load that up. You can put the no EMS option in there, which eliminates what traditionally used to be used in a 64 kilobyte window, which is what real expanded memory was all about, to allow you swapping memory blocks in and out. Because you're not really wanting to use EMS, you only want to manage the upper memory block, you can put the no EMS statement in there and get rid of that 64K window and basically free up an additional 64K of RAM. So unless you're really using expanded memory or some software that uses expanded memory, do put the no EMS option after EMM386.sys, because it will give you an extra 64K of RAM. Finally, how do you actually check how much free memory you've got? And each time you make one of these changes to your configuration, how do you know what effect it's had?
Good question.
Yeah, because really you put in all the stuff and it doesn't seem to make any effect and your game still doesn't run, and what the heck do you do? It's pretty simple, actually. All you do is you use the /mem/c command. So after you put in, for example, DOS equals high and DOS equals UMB and all those kinds of things, just run the /mem/c command, which comes with DOS, and that will actually show you how much of your base RAM is available and how all your other memory is being used. And if you actually put all the right components in just the right sequence, you'll find you can pretty easily get about 627K out of about 640, even with DOS 5, without having to really resort to any special memory management software or anything like that. Now, all the stuff that I've mentioned is obviously a little bit complex, and you know, how can you follow all that? So what we've actually done is we've got some typical autoexec .bat and config.sys files put together for people to have a look at, with lots and lots of comments, so they can actually see what happens, and also the document that actually, which I've written up for people, out of the kindness of my heart, I suppose, to have a look at and see, you know, how it's all described and how you would load up some of your CD-ROM drivers high and all those kinds of things. And you can find that at on a website, mychronica.com.au/mychronica/products, and you'll find lots and lots of good drivers there actually for LAN cards and other things. If you get into trouble and you need a network driver or something like that on a cold and rainy Sunday afternoon. And under that there's also a directory called Cheat Sheets, and in Cheat Sheets you'll find Cheat UMB, which is our upper memory block cheat sheet, and there you'll find examples of configs, auto exec, and a description of it all, how it all hangs together.
Good on you, big mate. Thanks for doing that fantastic little technical update for us. What do you got next week for us?
I think we might talk about some of those nasty old hard disk blocks floating around and people, you know, upgrading the hard disk. I had a funny time at a customer site recently. They said they were very short on RAM and had this notebook and they couldn't upgrade the hard disk.
And it wasn't turned on.
What we actually had was a lot of unallocated blocks floating around of about, one of them 15 megabytes and one of them 18 megabytes.
Is that something you do with a defrag?
No. I'll tell you all about it next week. That's right. So stand by. How to get some free hard disk space maybe and clean up your hard disk at the same time.
Good on you, mate. And we've got Nathan blasting it.